It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview. This is a school district update on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, and KOALITV.com. Joining me today, I've got in studio Kyle Hansen and Bill Bate. They're from Castle Heights Elementary. We're going to talk about everything going on up at Castle Heights. A lot of fun stuff always going on. And the closer that you get to the holidays, it seems like it gets a little bit crazier and more fun stuff goes on. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Mr. Hansen, we're going to start with you. We're going to talk a little bit about archery. You All are right. the archery coach up there. Let's talk about that. It seems to be something that is starting to kind of take hold a lot more in Carbon School District.
It is. We started, this is our fourth season at Castle Heights that we've competed. Our first year we did pretty well for a competition team. We started out that year, we took fourth place in the state. We turned around the next year and we won the state championship. And that continued last year where we won the state championship again. So we're currently the two-time state championship defending school. And then this year that took off even more where the program is expanding into most of the schools within the district. So that'll be pretty exciting to watch that expand and grow.
So how many years did you say you've been doing it now?
This is our fourth season. We just started last week with our teams. So we started working with them last week, and we're getting ready to defend our title come February.
And last year was, did you take kids and go to a championship? Is that what?
We did. We took 32 kids, I think it was. I took basically two teams to Salt Lake on a Saturday where we competed. My first team won the state championship. My second team came in really close. We ended up in fourth place by about 30 points.
Why is it that you think that archery is just something that has clicked in the schools here? And why do you think that is? Is it hunting? Is it because of that? Or is it just something that it's a fun thing that kids can do?
You know, I wish I knew. I think part of it is the community. I think part of it's living in a rural community. And I think part of it's something the kids have found that they enjoy. I did this in Utah County before I came over here to Carbon County, and it didn't take off near like it has here. You know, there I struggled to get 20 kids, and this year I have over 75 that are interested in my 48 spots.
So it's just kind of the I don't know if you'd call it rustic, the rural area that they enjoy getting out and doing it.
Something they're more familiar with, parents are more familiar with. I have a lot of kids that come in with a lot of experience.
And so this year you said you had 54 kids come out for 48 spots?
I've got 75 kids
that came out for
48 spots.
Wow. So, and that's just at Castle Heights?
Just at Castle Heights. I was talking with the coach at Creekview that they're first year this year, and they had 60 kids come out for 30 spots.
That's crazy, but it's good though.
It is.
To get that kind of interest in it. Now, when does your season start?
So we started to practice last week. We're hoping to pull some district stuff together. Our first major competition this year is in February, where we'll go to Salt Lake and defend the state championship. And if we do well there, then we'll go back to Salt Lake in April for the national championship.
The Nationals are in Salt Lake again this year?
They are.
Very cool. Cool stuff. So that's exciting. What else is going on up there at Castle Heights? Don't give too much away because Bill's going to talk too. So,
you know, that's about what I'm concerned with is archery and what goes on in my classroom. Uh-huh. So other than that, I don't know much.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the guy that knows everything else. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Bill Bate, let's talk. What's going on up at Castle Heights now?
Well, right now we're involved in a lot of activities. Like you said at the top of the show, that school and all schools this time of year are really active doing a lot of things. Right now we're involved in the Elks Hoop Shoot contest, which will be done on Friday, and it involves boys and girls ages 8 to 9 and 10 to 11. We also have done it. We've done the preliminaries, and we'll do the finals on Friday, and we've invited the parents of those students who qualify to come and observe and watch their children shoot. We also have a food drive going on, sponsored by the student government. These young people have organized this food drive all by themselves, and they got it set up, and it's an annual event. So we call it the Turkey Trot food drive. We will deliver those goods to the food bank this coming Monday. Also, the students from the student government, they have fundraisers, and they spend part of the money buying turkeys and then deliver those also to the food bank. Well, all proceeds from the food drive go to local people, and we're proud of our school for that. We've done a lot of things. We've had a lot of support from the PTA, and they help us in many, many ways. And so I know they got a Christmas holiday shopping spree thing coming up for the kids, and we always look forward to that. I'd just like to say that at the school we have a community of people who are dedicated to make the whole program focus on the students, and we think we're being able to do that. And we're happy to welcome our new principal, Wendy Flucky, to our school. She's been brought her spirit, and she brought her leadership to school, and we appreciate that.
Because, yeah, they're big shuffle this year.
Right.
District-wide. So you lost Mr. Winfrey to the high school, and Nancy, is that her name? Wendy. Wendy came in and just kind of took over.
Yeah, she's been great. We've been pleased to have her.
Very good. And of course, with the holidays coming up, it's going to get nuts at school. It always does. So I guess my thing to you gentlemen would be good luck to you, and hopefully you'll make it through the next month.
We will.
We always survive.
All right. Now, Mr. Hansen, I'm going to leave the last word with you. Talk a little bit just about what you like about Castle Heights and what you've kind of learned from being there.
You know, the biggest thing that I've learned is that there's a lot of support. I've seen that in my archery program. I've seen that in my classroom where, you know, last year when I went to the archery tournament, I took over 30 kids and we took a bus. I made them ride the bus there and then gave parents the option of bringing them home if the kids wanted to ride with their parents. And I had two kids ride the bus home. And that's not because they didn't have parents there. It's because they told their parents they wanted to ride the bus. I don't quite understand that, but, you know, they enjoyed it.
Just something about two kids on an empty bus. That's
yeah,
okay.
I know. We had a great time on the way home. So, you know, the support of the parents and the community has made it a wonderful place to be and has made things really enjoyable.
Well, good luck in the forthcoming archery season. Hopefully you can get back in here and we'll talk a little bit about taking some kids and going to Nationals again.
That's what the goal is.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, gentlemen, and have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.